很高兴我们今天早上再一次的相聚，我们来敬拜我们的神。
Very happy that we can get together to worship our Lord.
那今天我们将继续上周所谈的与神交谈的第二部分。
Today we're going to continue the series of conversation with God.
这也是圣灵引导这个系列的最后一讲。
And this is the last lesson of the guiding by the Holy Spirit.
所以体验圣灵的引导，没有什么比直接与上帝交谈来得更清晰。
There's nothing is more clear than to talk to the God directly.
也更能够体会到神与我们同在的那种亲密关系。
So we can experience that the intimate relationship with the Lord.
上周我们讨论了上帝与他儿女沟通的确据。
And last time we talked about assurance that God communicates with his children.
我们知道上帝常用无声的言语和我们来沟通。
Very often God communicates with us in a silent words.
他借着圣经、环境还有其他人。
And very often he used the Bible, the environment, and sometimes other people.
那么将他的心意向我们显明
and to show his heart to us.
那这样的话，我们怎么样能做才能够确信我们听到神的话语呢？
So in this case, how can we be sure that God is speaking to us?
或者说我们怎么样不至于误导自己或者是误导他人呢？
Or may not be misleading ourselves or other people.
今天我们就继续来一起思想熟悉上帝的声音。
And today we are going to continue that how to familiar with God's voice.
特别是了解一些上帝那么与我们说话的一些特征。
Especially to understand some characteristic how God speaks.
所以我们可以区分上帝的声音和世界上其他不同的声音。
So we can distinguish the voice of God from other voices in the world.
所以这并不是可望不可及的事。
This is not something that we cannot reach or was too difficult.
因为上帝的声音与这世界上的声音是截然不同。
Because the voice of God is completely different than the other voice in the world.
关键是我们要慢慢地熟悉他的声音。
The key is that we need to be familiar with the voice.
那记得我以前在中国读大学的时候，我们住在那个学生宿舍里面。
And so I remember when I was in the university, I lived in the dorm.
那个中国的那个学生宿舍呢，一个房间呢要住八个人。
And so in the dorm, we have to have eight people living in there.
所以呢，上下铺每个都住得满满的，小小的一个房间。
One very small room lived eight people. It's very crowded.
所以呢，也不知为什么说那个时候没有问题，照样都睡得香香的哈。
And so even though that is very small, we still sleep soundly.
那大家在一起这样一起吃一起住，得有几年的时间下来。
And for many years, we live together and eat together.
所以彼此之间都非常的熟悉哈。
And so we're really familiar with each other.
所以我和我的 roommate 他们都是很好的朋友。
So we became very good friends with our roommates.
所以到一个程度的话，如果在这个宿舍里面我在楼下打一个喷嚏的话，他在楼上听见他都知道，哦，这个是金昌。
And so if I sneeze downstairs, my roommate will recognize my voice.
就是因为你比较熟悉了，你自然就会确认得到的。
And so once you're familiar with that voice, then you can recognize it later.
所以对上帝的声音啊也是同样的道理。
It's the same way with God's voice.
所以我们第一次得到上帝声音的时候啊，那是特别的一种开心，特别的一种激动的心情。
And the first time we hear God's voice, we get very, very excited and moved.
那么随着时间的延长，次数的不断的增加，我们对神的声音就越来越熟悉了。
And gradually we're more familiar with God's voice.
所以当上帝跟我们说话的时候，我们马上就意识到这是主的声音。
So once God's speaking to us, we know it's the voice coming from the Lord.
其实这个世界上有各种各样的声音。
In matter of fact, there are all kinds of voices in the world.
每种声音呢都有它自己独特的之处。
And each voice has its own uniqueness.
那么上帝的声音也不例外。
There's no exception of God's voice.
那么上帝的声音有哪些容易辨别的特性呢？
So what's the distinguished characteristic of a voice of God?
所以第一个特性啊。
So the first.
上帝的声音呢，永远在述说真理。
The voice of God is always telling the truth.
所以圣灵是启示我们真理的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit that reveals the truth.
所以他不会欺骗我们的。
And he will never deceive us.
如果有一种声音所讲的不是真理。
So if there's a voice not telling the truth.
所以呢我们就可以判定这个声音不是来自上帝的声音。
So we can conclude this is a voice not coming from God.
所以以前一个教会里有一个小女孩她可以讲预言的。
So, and there was a church, there's a little girl can prophesy.
那么当时很多人就说哇他讲的很多事情都成真的了都实现了。
And there are a lot of things that this little girl prophesied became true.
甚至这个牧师都开始说啊开始重视这个小孩子所说的话。
And even the one pastor was really putting heavy weight on this girl's prophesy.
实际上过了一段时间不用多久这个事情就露馅儿。
And so it didn't take very long, there's something happened.
因为他所说的事情没有兑现。
And because so many things did not become reality.
所以我们就知道当这个声音讲的不是真理的时候。
So the voice does not speak truth.
那我们就知道这个不是上帝的声音。
And no, we know this is not coming from God.
那么第二个上帝声音的特点呢，就是这个声音具有权柄。
And secondly, the voice of God has authority.
世界上有很多的声音呢，都是在说服他人。
And so there are a lot of voices in the world want to persuade others.
有的是让我们要买他的产品。
Often to buy their products.
那有的是要我们要听从他们的建议。
Or follow their suggestions.
有的是让我们拥护他们的主张
and support their ideas.
所以这些声音呢，有的是在利诱哈。
And very often they are want to use it to tempt.
有的声音呢是在威胁我们
and some are threatening.
是在恐吓我们哈。
And just kind of threatening kidnap you.
有的呢甜言蜜语
And very often there are sweet talks.
那么有的时候呢他又是斥责谩骂。
And very often there's a reprimanding.
那我们就知道这些都不是上帝的声音。
And we know those voices are not coming from God.
上帝的声音完全不同。
And God's voice is completely different.
不需要说服我们。
God's voice does not need to persuade.
他也不需要引诱我们。
He does not need to tempt us.
他的话语本身就是很有分量。
His words are extremely powerful.
因为他是声音是从神而来的。
Because the voice is coming from God.
他冲击人的灵魂。
Will impact the human soul.
他可以进入我们灵魂的深处。
Can penetrate our soul deeply.
那么要人甘心情愿地去顺服他。
So ask people to obey him willingly.
那么前一段时间我们在这个烂的群组里面也突然间有一个声音出来哈。
And so not too long ago, there was one voice on our line group.
那么他讲话好像也是很有权威的哈。
And that voice seems to be very persuasive. Very
他会讲说我们教会这个做的不对那个做的不对我们应该按照他说的去做。
And the voice actually say our church is not doing the right thing, then we need to follow whatever that person is saying.
所以我们一听我们就知道这个虽然是貌似他很有权威的话，但是他没有从神而来的权柄。
But this we can tell, distinguish, even though the voice sounds like very authoritative, however, it's not coming from the Lord.
所以，上帝的声音应该是具有权柄的。
And so God's voice has authority.
那么第三个特点啊。
The third characteristic.
上帝的声音呢，具有独特的语气。
And God's voice has a unique tone.
他带着非常不寻常的一种平安跟喜乐。
Voices has a very unusual peace and joy.
这个声音呢是清洁的，平和的。
And his voice is a clean and peaceful.
而且没有偏见。
And without the prejudice.
如果我们听到是那种气急败坏的声音啊。
You will hear the kind of irritable or irrational voice.
或者是丧失理智的声音。
And actually lost mind.
我们就知道这个不是从上帝而来的。
And we know this is not the voice of God.
正如雅各书所说的那样哈。
And just like what the book of James says.
那么雅各书三章十七节这样讲。
And chapter 3 verse 17.
唯独从上头来的智慧先是清洁后是和平温良柔顺满有怜悯。多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
But the wisdom that is from above is the first pure, then peaceful, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy.
所以我们从这段经文，我们就告诉我们，这个神的声音一定要具备这些特点。
But we know that God's voice has those characteristics.
那么以前有一个宣教士，他的名字叫曼福德。
And there's one missionary, his name is Mumford.
有一天呢，神的声音就临到了他。
And one day the voice of God came to him.
当时他人在哥伦比亚。
At the time he was in Colombia.
那么这个声音非常的清晰。
And the voice came to him was very clear.
我要你回学校去。
I want you to go back to school.
所以接下来曼福德就写下了这个声音的音质和语气。
The Mumford actually wrote down the sound quality and the tone of the voice.
他说这个声音呢好清晰。
And the voice was so clear.
清楚的就像妻子在我身边跟我说话一样。
As clear as my wife talking to me next to me.
话很直接又很强烈。
And the words were so direct and strong.
直达我的内心。
It just reached my heart right away.
这声音不是下达命令，也不急促。
It's not an order nor is hasty.
如果是的话，我马上就会怀疑。
And if it was, I would immediately doubt it.
但那声音温暖而又坚定。
But the voice was warm and firm.
我知道，那不是别人的。是主。
I know it was not someone else. It was from the Lord.
所以曼福德的这段描写可以说是给我们一个非常好的一个帮助。
And so the description one from Mumford really gives really a lot of help.
所以依附依赖上面的这三个特性啊，我们就可以有效的帮助我们辨别上帝的声音。
So it depends on those above three characteristics.Can effectively help us distinguish the voice of God.
我们再来说一下这三个特性。第一个特性就是它是在讲述真理。
At first, is always the voice, always speaks truth.
第二个就是它有权柄。
And secondly, has authority.
第三个就是它有独特的语气。
It has a very unique tone and voice.
所以当我们领受到上帝声音的时候，尤其是你认为上帝要用你做什么事情的时候，哈。
Especially when we need to listen to God's voice, to direct us to do something.
而我们一定要认真的去验证。
We have to really validate.
而不是贸然的采取行动。
And not just do it hastily.
那么究竟有哪些验证的方法呢？
How can we verify, What's the method of verification?
通常这个验证的方法呢，我们称为叫三道亮光啊。
The method of verification is usually called the three lights.
这三道亮光呢，就是外在的环境。
And three lights including external environment,
圣灵的感动
，move of the Holy Spirit,
和圣经
，and the Bible.
当这三样指向同一个方向的时候，我们就可以确定这是上帝给我们的引导。
And when those three things point in the same direction, we can be sure that is God's guidance.
换句话说，当我们日常生活的外在环境
And in other words, when the external environment, our daily life,
它符合圣灵的内在的催促，
conform to the inner urging of the Holy Spirit,
同时也符合神的话语，
and also conform to the accordance of God's words.
这就为我们指出了神的心意。
That really points out God's will for us.
所以在使用这三道亮光的时候，特别要注意一些容易失误的地方。
So when we use these three lights, we need to pay attention to the area that easily to make mistakes.
尤其是这三道亮光呢，是彼此依赖的。
But first of all, these three lights depend on each other.
就说圣经跟圣灵是不能分隔开来的。
So the Bible and the Holy Spirit cannot be separated.
我们应当依赖圣灵去解读圣经。
So you should really rely on the Holy Spirit to interpret the Bible.
同时，我们也需要圣经的教导来辨别诸灵。
So we need the teaching of the Bible to discern of the spirits.
如果没有圣灵的引导，这样的信仰啊，就没有生气的。
So faith without the Holy Spirit is lifeless.
如果没有圣经的信仰呢，那就很容易走火入魔。
So faith without the Bible is like possessed by the devil.
同样，这个外在的环境和圣灵、圣经也是不能分开的。
Similarly, the external environment and the Holy Spirit cannot be separate from the Bible.
正如我们以前所讨论的哈，我们不能凭着简单的凭着开门呢或者关门来决定这个是不是上帝的心意哈。
So as we discussed before, we cannot simply use open the door or close the door to determine God's will.
所以在观察这个外在的环境带领的时候，我们必须考量圣经。以及内住圣灵的催促。
So when we are observing the environment, we also need to consider Bible teaching and the urge of the indwelling Holy Spirit.
那么这三道亮光呢，不但是相互依赖哈，而且呢，在某种程度上，他们是互相修正的。
And so those three lights, besides they are dependent on each other, they also correct each other to some extent.
所以不能把三个方面呢当做一种简单的公式哈。
And you just cannot use them as a simple formulas.
不能只考虑其中一道亮光。
You cannot just only think about one light.
也不是把三个简单的加起来而已。
Well, it's not. You just simply add the three lights together.
通常上帝话语的临到乃是伴随着严谨的查考圣经。
So usually the word of God comes along with a rigorous search of the Bible.
同时也经历着圣灵在内心的感动。
And also experience the inner move of the Holy Spirit.
最后我们冷静地观察外在环境的变化。
And then we calmly observing changes in the external environment.
这个是我们能够接受到神话语的一个心理的预备。
And this is how we can prepare to receiving God's voice.
这需要我们有很多的耐心啊。
And that really take a lot of patience to do it.
一个没有耐心的人呢，是没有办法得到上帝的话语的。
And a very impatient person cannot receive a word of God.
就好像是钓鱼一样啊。
It's like a fisherman.
那么你钓鱼的话呢，你要把鱼竿放上，你要耐心的等这个鱼慢慢来上钩的啊。
So when you try to catch fish, you really need to be very patient, wait for the fish.
如果没有耐心的人呢，做了两分钟他就把鱼竿拉起来，再放下去，再两分钟再拉起来。
And so if you're so impatient, you keep pulling your 鱼竿, I forgot, and keep pulling it up and down, and then you will never catch the fish.
Yeah. 那么对于初学的人呢，就是。一般的情况，我们听神的声音需要得到一些指导的哈。
And very for the beginners, we very often we need some help or some instruction from other people.
这样才能够确保我们能够领受上帝信息的准确哈。
So we need to be assured that we can receive God's message accurately.
因此啊，善于使用这三道亮光呢，乃是准确无误得到从神而来信息的关键。
So therefore, it's a key to use those three lights to receive the message accurately.
一般情况下，神的话语不会突然间临到我们。
So under normal circumstances, the word of God will not come to us suddenly.
所以上帝总是给我们一个预备。
God usually prepares us first.
所以在我们思考、祷告、寻求的过程当中，哈。
So in the process of thinking, praying, and seeking.
所以神的话语就临到了我们。
And His word will come to us.
然后我们在反复的思想我们所处的环境，哈。
And we repeatedly think about our environment.
那么从圣经而来的印象。
And the leading of the Holy Spirit.
同时在阅读圣经的时候呢，我们静心的倾听上帝的声音。
And at the same time, when we're reading the Bible and try to listen to God's voice with a quiet heart.
所以一旦上帝发声的话。
And once God speaks.
那么在这种情况下我马上就可以认出他的声音。
Immediately we can recognize his voice.
正如圣经所讲的。
And just like what the Bible says.
那这是在约翰福音的第十章二十七节。
And so that is in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 27.
我的羊听我的声音。
My sheep hear my voice.
我也认识他们。
And I know them.
他们也跟着我
，and they follow me。
所以，我们辨别出主的声音，我们就会每天跟随主的脚步。
Once we distinguish God's voice, we're willing to follow Him。
那我来到教会的时候呢，弟兄姐妹很多都会问我一个问题哈。
And when I came to the church, a lot of people would ask me a question。
他说：“陈牧师，你是怎么样决定要做牧师的呢？”
And what make you to decide to become a pastor?
这就是我蒙召的见证哈。
And this is my testimony to be called.
那么弟兄姐妹可能很希望听到说有什么神迹奇事发生没有哈。
And I'm sure that people were expecting some miracles and wonders.
可能大家也听到过很多人的见证是有人得癌症啊得绝症啊有什么奇迹的事情发生然后他出来侍奉主。
And so the people started serving the Lord because the cancer was cured.
我相信这些见证都是真实的。
I do believe that those testimonies are real.
但是神蒙呼召我出来做传道人的见证，那个是非常清晰的一个呼召。
And when God called me to become a full-time minister, that his calling was very clear.
就是神的声音。在这种三种不同的情况下给我了一个非常清楚的印证。
He gave me a very, very clear instruction through those three lights.
所以说我们聆听神的声音神让我们做人不是必定会有神迹奇事的。
And so very often when we realize listen to God's words, it's not necessarily you see the miracles and wonders.
那么我们认识的一个牧师呢，他以前他也是这个一个 AT&T 的一个工程师哈，电脑工程师。
So I know one pastor, he was engineer at AT&T.
那么其实他很早他就觉得神给他感动，他要出来做传道人哈。
And very early at a very early age that he knows that God is going to call him to become a pastor.
所以他一直是不太肯乐意出来的哈。
He was not willing at that time.
其实你知道这个神的心意和对他的呼召是非常清楚的。
But his, God's heart and the calling was very clear.
所以只是说他总觉得自己没有预备好。
But then he felt that he was not ready at that time.
后来呢甚至他的孩子啊慢慢长大都渐渐的知道说他爸爸好像是这个做工不是很开心的样子哈。
Even though his children noticed that he was not happy at work.
所以就觉得说他好像是这个神的呼召在他身上非常的清楚甚至他周围的人都可以 sense 到这个呼召。
So God's calling was so clear even though people surrounded him that were noticed that.
那这个他还是没有决定要出来哈。
So he did not make a decision to become a pastor right away.
不过后来他就得了一个癌症哈。
And later he had a cancer.
这个癌症很奇怪，是长在舌头上的。
And the cancer was very unusual, is on his tongue.
你说神要召他出来做牧师，他在舌头上长癌症，他怎么做牧师？
So if God want to call him to become a pastor, how can he become a pastor if he has a cancer on his tongue?
所以呢，他后来就做了这个手术啊，要把他的舌头的一部分要割掉了。
So later he had to have a surgery to remove part of his tongue.
那割掉之后，这谁都不知道他还能不能讲话，还能不能讲清楚他的话。
And so nobody was sure that whether he can speak clearly after he removed the cancer of his tongue.
这真的是很奇妙，他后来居然可以恢复讲话，而且讲的还非常清楚。
So miraculously that he was able to speak clearly after the surgery.
那只有我们过去认识他的人，我们知道，跟他以前相比，我们就知道说，哦，他讲话比以前有一点点不清楚。
And only the people who know him very well can tell there's a slight difference of his voice.
所以经过这个事情，他决定出来奉献，他来做传道人哈。
So after this event, he decided to become a full-time minister.
那现在他已经退休了哈。
Recently, he just retired.
而且这个 Anderson、Bianca 都认识这位牧师的哈。
Yeah, so we, Anderson and I know this pastor, Daniel Shi.
Yeah, 怀东牧师。所以我们感谢主说神是会跟我们沟通，他会把他的心意告诉我们。
So we know that God will communicate with us and to tell us what His will.
其实主要的问题不是神的声音清楚不清楚的问题。
And very often it's not whether His voice is clear or not.
主要的问题是我们有没有那个顺服的心的问题。
And usually the issue is whether we have a heart of obedience.
所以我在跟弟兄姐妹的交通当中，我就觉得说，我们大家真的是应该学习这个与神交谈的功课。
So we really need to listen and to learn this lesson, how to to have a conversation with God.
这个不光是说牧师可以，或者是其他的指示属灵的领袖可以。
It's not only pastor will possess that skill, nor all the leaders have it.
那我也觉得这个是我们教会弟兄姐妹的需要。
I really feel, strongly feel this is the need of our sisters and brothers.
这就是为什么我讲这个这个系列有七个啊七篇的讲道来谈这个我们怎么样去晓得上帝的心意啊。
And that's why I spent seven lessons to understand God's will.
通过这个学习呢，我们希望大家可以学习操练聆听上帝的话语。
And so through those studies, we realize that how we can listen God's words and God's voice.
所以圣灵的引导呢，并非总是借着神迹奇事啊。
So the guidance of Holy Spirit is not necessarily always accompanied by the signs and wonders.
但是借着研读默想圣经。
But very often through the study of the Bible.
还有圣灵在内心里面的感动。
And also the indwelling Holy Spirit.
以及上帝借着外在环境的引导
And God used the external environment to lead us.
所以上帝的声音是常常临到我们的
And God's the voice very often come to us.
所以聆听上帝的声音是基督徒的一个必修的功课
So therefore, listen to the voice of God is a requirement course for Christians.
那么上帝的声音呢，不是那种呼之即来挥之即去的声音
So his voice is not a come and go
这不是一种魔术
It's not like a magic
这乃是建立在我们与上帝一个扎实的关系之中
But basically is based on a very solid relationship with God
所以说这需要一个格外的耐心
And so that really requires special patience
一个不断的操练
And continue to discipline
这样我们才能够持之以恒的能够聆听到神的声音。
So we will have a perseverance to listen to God's voice, to God's voice.
我们知道呢，人有灵魂体三个部分。
So we know man has three parts, spirit, soul, and body.
那这三个部分是有机的结合在一起，各司其职。
And so they are organically combined and perform their duties.
那人的灵呢，本来是负责与上帝沟通的。
The human spirit was originally responsible for communicating with God.
但是当堕落之后呢，人就丧失了这个能力。
But after the fall, human lost this ability.
也就是说，人呢，不再和上帝讲话。
In other words, people no longer can talk to God.
相反，人是不断的自己和自己讲话。
Or instead, people talk to ourselves constantly.
我们每个人在脑子里面每天不停的在自己跟自己讲。
In our mind, we just keep talking to ourselves.
而且这个时候，我们把自己也暴露在一个危险的之中啊。
And when we do that, we expose ourselves to danger.
因为当我们不再听上帝的声音，就各种其他的声音就有机会来进入我们的脑海啊。
So when we don't listen to God, there's a very other voices will enter our mind and disturb our soul.
来侵扰我们的灵魂。
And really disturb our souls.
所以恢复聆听上帝的声音呢，这是基督徒灵性恢复的一个起点。
So to resume listening to God's word is the starting point of Christian spiritual recovery and the beginning of God's work in us.
也是上帝在我们身上工作的一个开始。
And this is the beginning of God's work.
可能有人会也有这样的担心哈，嗯。
And some people may worry about this.
如果上帝要我去做那些我不愿意去做的事情，应该怎么办呢？
If God wants me to do something I don't want to do, what should I do?
我想聆听上帝的声音，这是对我们基督徒信心的一种操练哈。
Seeking God's guidance of the Holy Spirit is a discipline and also is a test.
所以当我们与神互动的时候，如果成为一种常态哈。
So when we start interacting with God, it become a norm.
所以上帝的性情跟智慧就会潜移默化的改变我们。
And his temperament and his words will gradually subtly change us.
如果我们不是只从上帝那里啊，就得到一些我们所求问的事情啊，对我们有好处的事情。
So we were just not getting from God only the things we ask and pray and we want.
我们得到的是上帝的生命啊，赐给我们的生命。
So we really gain is his life in us.
那么中国有句俗话哈
，And there's a one Chinese saying，
叫近朱者赤，近墨者黑。
And so it's that one takes the behavior of one's company。
所以呢，那如果是近上帝者呢，我们就说那是圣洁。
So we get close to God, we become holy。
所以正如摩西一样，他四十昼夜跟神在一起之后，他就满有怎么样？上帝的荣光。
Just like Moses, he spent 40 days and nights with God. He was full of God's glory.
我也特别感谢主，在我追求这个信仰的这几十年当中，我遇到了一些非常好的基督徒。
And thankful that in my life, my spiritual journey, I've met a lot of wonderful Christians.
他们有些是我的牧师哈。
Some of them were my pastors.
有的是我神学院的老师哈。
And some were my seminary school teachers.
那么这些人真是让我看到一个很好的榜样啊。
They have showed a lot of great example for me.
特别是到了他们晚年的时候哈。
Especially at their later age.
那我们看到基督的生命在他们身上真是有那种荣光彰显出来。
We can see that the life of Christ has really shine on them.
你就知道说，我也真想要那样的生命啊。
And you have the desire that I want, I like that too.
但是你不能说我只想要那个生命，我不想要他们所经历这样生命所走过的道路，那是不可能实现的。
You cannot just say I want to be like them without that experience they have gone through.
所以这就是我们今天所讲的。我们怎么样在追求的这个信仰当中，我们真的能够有这种实质性的增长哈。
And so this is what we talk about, how we can grow solidly.
那么在明年我们教会的主题呢，我们是要在教会推动门徒训练的哈。
And next year our church the theme will be disciple training.
所以我们就希望借着这样机会，我们大家可以彼此的勉励，能够不断的在属灵的生命上有成长。
And through those training, we continue to grow spiritual. We continue to have spiritual growth.
所以今天我们就终于完成了这个圣灵引导的系列哈。
So today we finally complete the series of guide of the Holy Spirit.
如果大家还记得我们第一个 讲章哈，第一个正道在这个系列里面，我们是讲到如何被圣灵来充满的哈。
And so the first lesson we talk about how can we be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那我们第二个信息呢，则是讲到说我们寻求神的带领，神给了我们两个最根本的依据哈。
And so the how we God's guidance give us true evidence.
那这两个依据，一个是神必然会给我们引导的。
And first is God will always lead us.
那么第二个就是说神一定会跟我们来沟通他的引导的。
And God will always communicate with us his guidance.
如果没有这两个前提的话，我们就没有办法去寻求神的带领。
With those two requirements, there's no way we can understand God's leading.
那么第三个讲章我们就讲到了一些寻求神带领一些错误的方法。
And the third lesson, we talk about some of the missteps of God's guidance.
那么接下来的几篇信息我们分别讲到怎么样去正确的寻求神的带领。
And the next few that we how we accurately to see God's guidance.
这里呢我们看到有神带领我们有四种不同的方式。
And God is leading us in the four different ways.
那么有五种非常实用的原则。
And five very practical principles.
我不知道大家还特别不记得不记得，其中有一个原则是非常实用的，非常简单
的。And one of the five is very practical.
那就是说，如果我们不清楚神给我们下一步的带领的时候，那个时候怎么样？要原地不动的。
And the one of them is if we're not clear about God's leading.And do not jump into action.
那么最后的这个两次的讲章，我们是讲到怎么样去聆听神的声音哈。
The last two lessons are conversation with God.
所以我们知道了神声音的特点，我们去操练，我们就渐渐的会熟悉这个声音。
So if we know the characteristics of God's voice, we will continue to practice and discipline.
那么我们跟神的关系越亲近，对这个声音越熟悉，神的话语就会更经常的临到我们。
So when we more practice, we're familiar with the voice, then we can understand His guidance more clearly.
正如在约翰福音第十章一到五节这样讲的哈。
And just like the book of John, chapter 10, 1 to 5, saying.
那么从门进去的才是羊的牧人。
And so only enter the gate is the shepherd.
看门的就给他开门。
So whatever whatever enter will open the door.
羊也听他的声音。
And the sheep will listen his voice.
他按着名叫自己的羊。
And he will call his own sheep by names.
把羊。
And lead them out.
既放出自己的羊来。
And when he brings out his own sheep.
就在前头走
He goes before them.
羊也跟着他
And the sheep follow him.
因为认得他的声音
Because they know his voice.
羊不跟着生人
And those will not follow the stranger.
因为不认得他们的声音
Because they do not know their voice.
必要逃跑
And will flee from them.
我真心希望我们每一位弟兄姐妹都有这样一个属灵分辨的能力。
And I wish we all have this spirit that to discern.
因为现在的这个互联网的发展，我们在网上可以找到各种各样的信息哈。
Because there's just so many information in the media.
我们应当熟悉主的声音。
You need to familiar with God's voice.
那么在美国以前有一个异端邪教，他叫这个领头的人叫 Jimmy Jones 哈。
And so there was a cult. The leader is Jimmy Jones.
我想有些人可能知道哈，他本来也是一个基督徒，但是后来他慢慢慢慢就走偏了哈。
And so he used to be a Christian, but then he astray.
所以他信的一些东西呢，就开始有些人去跟随他哈。
So there are a lot of he has a lot of followers.
那么他不但在美国这个地方，后来他也到了南美洲的巴西和圭亚那等等，都建立那个叫 Jonestown 哈，就是 Jones 的一个镇哈。
So beside the United States, he also established in Brazil and in Africa that they call Jonestown.
其实根据他所说的，他有很多的漏洞，不难发现，他讲的一些东西肯定不是来自上帝的声音哈。
A lot of his speaking is filled with mistakes, so we can definitely for sure that it's not coming from God.
但是确实有上千的人去跟从他。
But the thousands of people followed him.
那他最后的结局呢？他是认为这个世界说要用核大战会毁灭这个世界，于是他要求他所有跟随他的人要一起自杀。
So that he believed that it was the kind of near the end of the world, so he required all his followers to die with him.
所以他带着他的这些跟随者呢，就到了圭亚那这个地方，去自杀，集体自杀。
So they actually take the action to kill themselves by suicide, as a group.
所以跟随他自杀的人差不多有一千人。
So there's about 1,000 followers committed suicide with him.
他也亲手杀死了其中的一些妇女啊儿童这样子。
And he killed some women and children himself.
最后他自己开枪啊，自己也自杀。
And then later he killed himself by a gun.
我想这都是主耶稣已经提前都给我们发出了警告哈。
And those are the warning that Jesus already gave to us.
所以当他再来之前，这些异端邪教啊，这些这个迷惑人的都会先来的哈。
And so those are the one who's going to confuse us before God's second coming.
我希望我们的弟兄姐妹有学习神的话语，我们知道怎么样去分辨。这些不同的声音。
So we really need to study God's word so we can discern those voices.
愿神祝福我们在座的每一位。
We'll ask God to continue to bless every one of us here.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢主你给我们的带领。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your leading.
我们谢谢你给我们美好的应许。
We thank you for all your promises.
让我们知道说主，你必会带领我们的脚步。
So we know you will lead us steps.
愿我们弟兄姐妹啊，都每天真是乐于啊，这个啊，学习主的话语。
We should all the sisters and brothers willing to know to study God's word.
我们喜爱聆听你的声音。
We love your voice.
愿主你带领我们每天的脚步。
And continue to watch our steps.
使我们跟随主耶稣。直到他再来的日子。
So we can follow you until the day you come again.
谢谢主给我们的保守，我们请求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And thank you for your protection, and so we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.